I'm Alan Lytle with the WUKY News In-Depth Report. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs reports that more than 78,000 veterans died by suicide between 2005 and 2017, and the numbers have been climbing since then. Recently, during National Suicide Prevention Month, an equine therapy group held a special event at the Kentucky Horse Park to raise awareness. WUKY Horse Capital reporter Samantha Letterman has the story.
If you were out at the horse park on that Friday, you may well have spotted a procession of sorts. It was the Kentucky Horse Park Mounted Unit, escorting the Bravehearts horses and riders as they steadily clocked up 20 miles to complete their trail to zero. I spoke to a few of them via a phone connection due to COVID restrictions before the ride.
Bravehearts is a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and originally it started serving children with various diagnoses with horses through therapeutic riding, and then later on added on a veteran component to start to serve United States military veterans. And that began in 2007, the whole concept of serving military veterans for our military at absolutely no cost to them.
Megan Hill McQueenie is the president and COO of Bravehearts.
Fast forward to 2020, and we've evolved to, we have two sites. We have two full-time year-round horse farms. We have a herd of about 44 horses, about 700 volunteers, and last year we were able to serve over, 1,000 veterans in over 16,000 equine sessions, all at no cost for the veterans.
Angie Colella served in the USAF in Afghanistan and found Bravehearts 3 years ago after struggling with PTSD, depression, and addiction for decades.
The minute I walked on the farm and my first interactions with the horses, it was like a night and day kind of snap change for me. I felt something very different, and I continued with it, and it has been quite a life-changing experience for me.
Colella now volunteers at Bravehearts every week and rides on the all-veteran drill team. Her connection to the horses has helped heal her better than any other therapy she had tried previously.
They're great teachers. They are very receptive to your energy. You have to be very aware of how you feel, where you're at mentally and emotionally when you're dealing with them, because they'll reflect it right back. They're like kind of gauges, you know, to tell you where you are in a way. And when you interact with each other, not only does it benefit the horse, but it benefits definitely you.
As much healing takes place off the horse as it does on. Many veterans are served by simply being around the horses, learning basic grooming skills and horsemanship, and Colella's breakthrough moment came in the round pen with two Mustangs.
I was communicating with that horse with no words, just my energy and my body language, and to me that was magic. It was this, you know, kind of wild kind of animal. And we were like one.
Similarly, Dave Mould, a father of five who served in the U.S. Marines from 1962 to 65, found Bravehearts later and by chance, happening upon their booth while visiting the county fair with his grandson. Like Colella, it has changed his life.
I've always had kind of guilt feelings because when I was let out of the service, they sent me back a couple months early from I was out in the Pacific, and they sent me back a couple months early. And about 3 weeks to a month after I left, my outfit went over to Vietnam. And I've always felt guilty about that. So I was looking for another way to pay back to the other people that I was in the service with and the younger people now for what they've been through. Excuse me, I get a little emotional about this.
Mould started as a volunteer, showing up at least 3 times a week. Now he's fully immersed in the veterans program. He also rides on the drill team, and he's preparing to become a certified PATH international riding instructor.
When I come to the farm, some days I'll be on my way up there and feel like going home. But I don't. I go because I know how I feel when I get done. But I always sit in my truck before I go in so I can relax. I don't want to go in all tensed up and upset. So I'll go out, sit until I can relax, and then I go in. And once I get in there, it's just a whole different world. It just changes the way I feel and the way I react. You have to excuse me. This place means a lot to me, and it's really sometimes hard to talk about.
Trail to Zero is a 20-mile ride to raise awareness about suicide.
The concept of Trail to Zero really came from our veteran community at Braveheart, who really wanted to do something for their peers that they are losing at an alarming rate. We lose over 20 military veteran, active duty, and veterans to suicide in the United States every single day.
That's more than 20 veterans every single day, hence the 20 miles. This will be the fifth such ride after successful iterations in New York City, Washington, D.C., Chicago and Houston. And due to the pandemic restrictions and the somewhat more bucolic location, this Kentucky one will obviously be a little different.
Usually we're going through pretty good crowds of people and really asking quite a bit of our horses, you know, going through Times Square and down Michigan Avenue and through Central Park and Ground Zero and in front of the White House. Are pretty big prime spots.
This weekend, though, the horses and riders enjoyed a peaceful hack through prime bluegrass horse farm country and completed the 20 miles in just under 7 hours. The horses wore ribbons in their manes to commemorate their riders' comrades, friends and loved ones lost to suicide. You can see photos at the WUKY website, and you can find out more about the Brave Hearts program and Trail to Zero via their websites. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.